Welcome to another podcast, Sly'sOffice.com. Today, we are at LaborFest 2017 at the South Central Federation of Labor. I want to thank our sponsors. Our sponsors today, Madison Teachers Incorporated, the United Steelworkers, Teamsters Local 695, and of course, Madison Firefighters Local 311. Joining us now, a former union leader himself, Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney. Happy Labor Day, brother.
Happy Labor Day. It's good to see you, Sly. You're a good friend and an outstanding voice for labor all across our region.
All right. What does Labor Day mean to you? When Grover you weren't around when Grover Cleveland signed it into law in the late 1880s.
No, but, you know, I haven't missed a Labor Day in 20 years or longer. But it's a good time to come out and connect with the people who do outstanding work in our community. Our trades who are engaged in building projects all across this region of the state, our teachers who will soon begin classes all across the region. It's good to see the MTI teachers who are present here.
An MTI shirt on today.
I certainly do. You know, as John Matthews was a good friend of mine before John left as the executive director, he gave me this shirt with one directive: always wear it. But never miss LaborFest with an MTI shirt on.
Well, it's always best to listen to John Matthews. He may be retired, but he is not engaged. He's still engaged.
He's always engaged. He's a great friend and a great union member.
So, let me ask you a little bit about how Act 10 has affected the department that you run, because some of your workers have collective bargaining rights and some don't.
Yeah. You know, the protective services, so law enforcement, fire, paramedics, continue to have collective bargaining rights, but the other workers who work right alongside of them, AFSCME is an outstanding example, don't have collective bargaining rights. So there's this undercurrent that exists, but I'm glad that within the sheriff's office we continue to work closely on programs like health care and other programs that our county executive and county board ensure that those who don't have collective bargaining rights have the same valued benefits to those that do.
You think David Clark feels the same way?
You know, I can't speculate on what David Clark thinks.
That had to be a tragic loss for you that he retired as left as sheriff in the middle of his term.
It'll be a little more difficult to track him down for advice.
Well, let's see what his next act is. What sort of P.T. Barnum show he's going to put on next, eh?
I do think it'll be interesting. You know, he turned down the Homeland Security job.
Oh, that's what he says.
But he resigned from his position as sheriff less than 24 hours. It'll be interesting to see what he has, so to speak, up his sleeve.
By now, you've probably seen the footage of the nurse being arrested. Have you seen this?
I have.
What are your feelings on the state of law enforcement in 2017?
You know, well, first of all, I'm very happy that I work within the Dane County region of the state of Wisconsin, where we hire the most highly qualified and ethical and value-driven law enforcement officers.
You can't really envision one of your deputies doing that.
Not only can I not envision it, it just simply wouldn't happen. You know, we continue to do the same work that officer did, working with our healthcare providers in each of our emergency rooms. And when there's a difficult decision that has to be made or a counter decision, we work through that. At no time can I envision a Dane County, Madison, or other police department within our region taking that kind of action. But what it points out is a need for more training for law enforcement and to address issues like community engagement and building relationships.
Lessons learned. Are you doing things after Ferguson and the police shootings in Madison and everything? Are there steps that you've taken to sort of lessen the chances of those sorts of things happening?
Absolutely. We're continuing to carry forth on President Obama's 21st Century Task Force on Policing. And, you know, there are six pillars within that task force. And the first is building trust and legitimacy within your community. So the sheriff's office continues to work building programs to build that trust, whether it be with Lama Vida, or whether it be with Centro Hispano, whether it be with the Urban League, our deputies are out in the community continuing to engage and build relationships. I continue to serve on the United Way Communities of Color and Law Enforcement Task Force, where we're addressing issues like immigration, use of force, recruitment, better diversity recruitment within our organizations. And we'll continue to do that because building that trust in our communities is paramount to the job that we do.
You have a national position with law enforcement as far as your organization. Explain what it is.
Matter of fact, I sit on the executive board for the National Sheriff's Association. You know, and as I was just talking about Madison Police, we are very fortunate to work alongside a chief like Mike Koval.
Mike is
exactly the values-driven law enforcement officer that we expect all throughout the county. And so, Mike, I mean it from the heart. You're a great guy, and I'm glad to work alongside of you.
He's one of my favorites.
Building trust in the community is paramount. And, you know, just talking about Mike, that's what he does. That's what his officers do, and that's what we continue to do in Dane County.
Let me ask you a little bit about, we're hearing, as we're recording this podcast at Labor Fest, that Donald Trump is not going to renew the Dreamers Act. I can't really think of anything crueler. Immigration is not always a black and white issue, but to cut the legs out of people that have lived here their whole life, functioning as American citizens, serving in the military, teaching, working in a variety of jobs. These are people, in some cases, that don't even speak Spanish. They've essentially lived their entire life here. What do you make of that?
It's unfortunate. You know, we have dreamers, as you said, Sly, who don't remember ever living outside of the United States, who've committed their lives, who've committed their service to others, as you said, the military and public service programs, police officers. If what occurs is what we expect for President Trump not to renew it, in Dane County, we may need to build a wall and he'll pay for it.
You know, something about him rubs me the wrong way. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Well, you may not be able to put all 10 fingers on it.
It's a remarkable...
It's very unfortunate.
It's a remarkable time. It really is. I can't... You know, the assault that workers have gone under in the last 5.5 years, and yeah, I'm just glad that we have an elected official that actually, in law enforcement, that supports workers.
At all levels of government, we need... individuals who will run for office, who want to build relationships, who want to solve the people's problems, who want to serve others before themselves. And right now, I think Washington is full of individuals who want to serve themselves first.
Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney, happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day, brother, and solidarity.
All right. This is Sly, slysoffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers, Madison Teachers Incorporated, and, of course, Madison Firefighters Local 311 and Teamsters Local 695.
Slysoffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Making stuff matters because when we make things in America, America makes it. American workers and families make it. Our communities make it. Consider this. For every one manufacturing job in our communities, 5 more jobs are supported. Manufacturing jobs pay an average of 10 to 50% more than service sector jobs. That allows working families to support their local businesses, schools, emergency services, and more. Creating 2.5 million new manufacturing jobs would mean at least $100 billion for our economy over the next decade. Domestic manufacturing is the green economy. It's among the cleanest, most efficient, and productive in the world. That's why the United Steelworkers and our more than 1 million members and retirees are fighting so hard to protect and grow manufacturing. Because making stuff really does matter. Join our fight. Visit usw.org and like us at facebook.com/steelworkers. Support American manufacturing. Buy American. Buy Union.